undoubtedly one of the most popular actresses on the screen. She had only lately arrived in England in company with her husband, Gregory B. Rolfe, also a film actor. Their marriage had taken place about a year ago in the States, and this was their first visit to England. They had been given a great reception. Everyone was prepared to go mad over Mary Marvell, her wonderful clothes, her furs, her jewels, above all, one jewel, the great diamond, which had been nicknamed, to match its owner, the Western Star. Much, true and untrue, had been written about this famous stone, which was reported to be insured for the enormous sum of £50,000. All these details passed rapidly through my mind as I joined with Poirot in greeting our fair client. Miss Marvell was small and slender, very fair and girlish-looking, with the wide, innocent blue eyes of a child. Poirot drew forward a chair for her, and she commenced talking at once. "You'll probably think me very foolish, Monsieur Poirot, but Lord Cranshaw was telling me last night how wonderfully you clear up the mystery of his nephew's death, and I felt that I just must have your advice. I dare say it's only a silly hoax. Well, Gregory says so, but it's just worrying me to death." She paused for breath. Poirot beamed encouragement. "Proceed, madame. You comprehend? I am still in the dark." "It's these letters." Miss Marvell unclasped her handbag and drew out three envelopes which